When it comes to standing on a stage or even giving a presentation in a boardroom, do you struggle with process and words and practice and how to put it all together and how to make an impact? Well, that's what I'm talking about on today's episode. What it really means to put a presentation together, but even more importantly, how to make an impact with it. All the things, and especially the ones no one's talking about. Even if you don't stand on stages, I know you present somehow. So I don't want you to miss this episode. I think you're going to like it. And I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today, as always. Thank you for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. Love being on this journey with you, and I'm taking a break from the coaching sessions. I've done a number of live coaching sessions where I've taken people that I don't know, and I've brought them on the show, and I've literally, in that moment, told them what I hear and started working on it. And I have more to come. I've got about four more, maybe a few more than that, that'll be coming up in the next few weeks. But I wanted to stop and do some solo episodes. But very quickly, before I jump into today's episode, which is all about what you really want to focus on as a speaker or a presenter, I want to just let you know that I'm looking for about 10 people. If you have teens or tweens and you want to give them the voice, give them the gift of finding their voice and being able to communicate and speak more effectively as they go out into the world, I'm running a first time ever live online group coaching program, one for teens, one for tweens. Boys are together, girls are together. Really excited about these programs. We're going to cover confidence and being captivating and communicating and articulating your message with clarity, speaking to authority, listening, empathy, interviewing, expressing feelings, saying no, all kinds of stuff. So if you have a teen or a tween and you want to check it out, go to captivatetheroom.com/teens or /tweens. And if you have any questions, let me know. Email me. Want to get these groups filled up right now. Summer program, summer start, doesn't matter where you are in the world, it's going to work. So check that out. Now, today, I want to talk about, and I struggled to even really title this episode. I really was struggling. But what I want to talk about are the important slash crucial things that speakers need to focus on. And when I say speakers, I don't want you to think just the people on the big stages. Definitely, if that's you, this episode is for you. In fact, do not exit right now because I'm going to talk to you about something so important that nobody's talking to speakers about. But this is also for those of you who you're doing a presentation in your boardroom, you're doing a presentation for your team, you're doing a presentation for a video pitch, any kind of presentation. You know, I was in Colorado last week giving presentations, and oh, it's such an amazing time. I really, really love speaking live. I love working with people live. I don't get to do it too much, you know? I've got people all over the world, but mostly via the internet. But it was an incredible experience. And I got that opportunity because an amazing man who I just really had so many wonderful conversations with while I was in Colorado But he saw me speak at another event. And he said, wow, you know, I think this would be really great for my people. And I said, sure, you know, because I think this is great for everybody. They just don't realize it. And that's the first question I have for you is when you are on the stage, when you are giving your presentation, are they asking you for more? Are they asking you for more? I'm kind of testing myself and I don't say this in arrogance. I'm saying it because I want to see if I can do it. I'm really looking to see if every time I give a presentation, if there is an invitation, if there can be an invitation after it. Whether that means people buy something or they invite me to do another presentation or they want me to work with their people, because that is my litmus test on did I touch their lives? Did I do something beyond my words that made them feel something so strongly that they say, hey, I want to work with you, or I'd love for you to come talk to my people, or wow, let me buy something from you. I also have a litmus test, how many people come up and talk to me after I'm done. And I love it when there's a full long line, because that tells me that I got them thinking, I got them feeling, they want to ask questions, they want to know more, or maybe they just want to tell me thank you. So that's the first thing I want to ask you. When you stand on a stage, when you do a presentation in a boardroom, when you talk to your team, can you tell whether you're impacting their lives or not? Are you being asked for more? And one of the things I want to talk about today is one of the things, and I'll just be honest with you, this is a great frustration of mine. I really don't like to criticize, but I don't understand why I see all these speaker trainer programs. I mean, there's one on every corner. You know, it's kind of like here in California. You know, there's a yoga studio on every corner. I see all these speaker programs. I know a lot of people that teach them. Why don't any of them talk about voice? That is the million-dollar question, because it is the voice that has the ability to have them ask you for more or want to buy from you. It is because it is the voice that has the ability to make us feel, not the words, not the outfit. So that's a real mind bender to me. But that's one of the things I want to talk about today is, well, of course, it's kind of everything I want to talk about today is what you do with your voice when you're doing these live presentations. Now, I'm going to cover a couple of other things with regards to presentations, because I get asked a lot of questions. And what I find is that I'm getting asked the same question a lot. And I remember talking about this in another episode where I was talking about, I think I did an episode on my preparation, because that is something I'm asked all the time, is how do I prep? And I'm not going to dive deep into it, but this is what I want to say, because somebody asked me just the other day, it is crucial that you find what works for you. In fact, it may have been at this event that I was at. I can't remember, but it's essential that you find your style. But here's the thing I want to say about this. So you pick your topic. Like last week, my topic was captivate, compel, and connect. The next level of success is in your voice. So that was my topic. So I started planning my outline based on that topic. And that is all I do. That is all I do. I don't write out a script. I just write an outline. So I pick my topic based on who my audience is and what has been determined that they want me to talk about. And then I write this outline, and then I ask this incredibly important question, probably the most important question in the entire process, which is, what do they need from me? What do they need from me? And that is my message. Then I fill in the outline and then I make the slides, if there's going to be a slide deck or a handout. And that's it. But the thing that is important here is, one, always move beyond you. Not what you want to talk about, what you need to say, what you've got to do, what you've got to get out. What do they need? I think you've heard me tell this story before about Elizabeth Gilbert when she was going on Oprah, a Soul Sunday, I think. And she practiced her presentation for 6 months. Came the day that she was going to go on Oprah. And she was standing in the wings and she was so nervous that she didn't even think she could do it. And she stopped herself and she said, okay, this isn't what they need from you. They're already nervous. They're already anxious. They're already distressed. That's not what they need from you. Get it together to give them what they need. And then she was fine. So what does your audience need? Now, you know, your process might be different than creating an outline. You may need to do more of a process. I encourage you not to get bogged down in writing a full script. I encourage you not to overdo, but start working on the process that works for you. I don't alter my process. But you've got to find your process. I remember working with a podcaster for a while, and that's where we spent the most time together, I think, was figuring out his process for recording his shows. I think we spent a month or two on that. And once we figured it out, then it was smooth sailing. It made it, that process, that accurate process that worked for him, made it where his voice could work. So you've got to find your process. Then I get asked a lot about practice. People will say, do you practice a lot? And I always I hate to say, no, I don't. Because I don't. And I'll tell you why. Because what happens when we over-practice, to many of us, is that we will start to try to recreate. We will do it really great standing in our bathroom. We'll do the presentation really great standing in our bathroom. And then we go to practice it again because we didn't like something we did. And we try to recreate what we did before because there were some good bits. And that puts you right in your head. So again, just like preparation, I think practice, I think you have to find your number. I run through mine two, maybe three times, depending. Always one time only, full on. And that's primarily for time because I notoriously run over. Because I start filling when I get in the zone and I elaborate more than I intend to. So I'll always do it one time. I build the slide deck and then I do it one time, full on for a proper time. Then I'll do it again, but I'll mark it, what we call marking it, which is I just say it. I just sit here at the desk looking at the slides and kind of think through what I'm going to say and kind of say it out loud, but it's not full on. And that's it. Now, if there's something that I'm concerned about, like my opening, because I always want my opening to be strong, I might say it again once or twice before I go up. But that right there gives me my best delivery. I know I know it. I know I'm okay on time. I have a clear understanding of what I'm talking about and what the message is. I always know what the message is. Like my message is, I really want these people to understand that they are missing out on the next level of opportunity to serve people because they're not using their voice. And then I go in and that's what I focus on. And I connect to that message and I get in my zone and that's it. And so connection is really key. If you get on stage and are worried about words, you will never bring them to life. Flow, the flow of sound. Now, you know, we've got flow like as in your, is your sound stuck? And that's a whole nother episode. But is the flow of your words, are they flowing out? Are you connected to the message? Are you up in your head thinking about, oh my goodness, what am I saying? What am I going to say next? Because if you're connected and in your zone and your sound is flowing out, then you're going to be talking to us. And if you're up in your head, you're going to be talking at us. And what we want is for you to talk to us. It's about that instant connection. I want people to instantly connect with me, which is why I don't always do funny things initially, because they could fall flat. Now, I have been doing funny bits lately, but that's not always what I recommend. But I had an interesting question at the conference this week. I did a Q&A after both of my sessions, and one of the ladies said, how do you hook your audience from the start? And I said, well, you know, obviously wording is important. I know, can you believe I said that? Wording is important because you don't want to start your presentation with, hi, everybody, how are you? Or hi, you know, just get into it. Tap right in. What's your first line? What is the first thing that you want to say to us? Make it a clear choice, not a, well, let me just kind of, hi, how are you? I'm going to talk to you today about voice. What's that first line? Know it. And then I said, you need to click into unpredictability as fast as you can. Maybe you start out big. Hey, everybody, I'm Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to be here with you today, but I got to tell you, I'm kind of nervous. Or whatever that second line is, shift into something different vocally. I always lean into a pull element so that subconsciously my audience knows from the very start that I care about them. So I enter bold, maybe bolder than normal, and I lean into quiet, and then I keep going. That's how I hook people. So it's words and voice that you want to use to hook people from, you know, early on. But here's the thing. Everything you do, everything you say, you have to own it and you have to commit to it. So if I'm going to choose a quiet bit for my second line, I have to fully commit to it. I can't just kind of be quiet with it. No, it is a clear choice. And when it comes to vocal variety, that's what I see people do. They're kind of trying it out. And they're not 100% sure. And so it doesn't work. And then they don't want to do it again. When you make a choice, you literally commit to it. And you know, in the early years of my career, when I really learned how to do vocal variety, kind of like how I teach it today, it was an intense breakdown of every element and learning how to execute every element. I mean, we would have scripts and we had to create a key, you know, like a map key, and underline and arrow up and arrow down and squiggly line. And we literally would read the script with our key, which had been memorized, which is how I learned how to do this 30 years ago. But it's ultimately about commitment. The minute you open your mouth, you have to get into the zone. You know, don't start wavering, wandering, and then when you get into your content, then you kind of get with it. No, from the minute you open your mouth, hey, everybody, I'm so glad to be with you today. My name is Tracy Goodwin, and I've been coaching voices around the world for 28 years. Now, I'm always curious when people see voice coach on the agenda. I always wonder what you're thinking. Do you know what a voice coach is, or what was it that intrigued you to come to this session today? Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I do know this. Hopefully, over the next 75 minutes, I'm going to open your eyes to something that can literally change your life and the life of everyone around you. Okay, so I take them on an immediate journey, total commitment. They can be looking at their phones. They could be looking. There could be no buy-in, but I'm committed. Actually, they're not looking at their phone because I also do this other thing before I speak or teach where I say to myself, they aren't picking up their phones when I'm speaking. Because it is my responsibility to be that captivating. And I watch the audience and I navigate them and I control what I'm doing with my voice based on how I see them reacting and responding. And generally, they're motionless. So I always set that intention before I speak. So those are some of the first things that I wanted to share with you that I think are really, really important. Now, there's a couple of other things that really don't, that do have to do with voice, but don't have to do with voice. And I want to just insert them here right now before I go on with voice. The voice things I want you to remember when you do presentations. Classic perception versus reception issues. We perceive certain things are happening, like we're messing up, or we're not sounding good, or they're not interested. And 99% of the time, that is not the correct reception. We perceive that y'all are thinking that we're awful. And that's not true. That is fear-based, and that is the subconscious trying to protect you from fully committing and stepping into a great delivery. Because if you think in your mind, if you are up there speaking and you are perceiving that we are thinking that you are sucking it up, like not good, like, whoa, you are not any good, then you're not going to make bold choices. You're going to be tentative. You're going to just rush through the information and get off the stage. And that's what your subconscious wants you to do. Because there you are, subjecting yourself to judgment, and your subconscious is like, we don't do this. But I want to guarantee you, we are not receiving it that way. Until you get in alignment with that perception that you're not doing very good and start rushing through it. When you literally deliver what you've practiced and reveal who you are and say the words that you need and want to say, we're with you. But if you connect to that voice that says, they don't like you, then you're going to pull back. So remember that. Remember that perception-reception thing is really just the subconscious. Now that leads me to another question that I'm asked all the time. What do you do when you mess up? If I had a dollar for every time I messed up, even on this show, how many times have I said, hold on, back, beep, beep, back up. I gotta re-say that. Again, it goes back to commitment. Like I talked about commitment to vocal variety. You want to have commitment to vocal variety. You want to have commitment to the words that you're going to say. And you want to have commitment when you mess up to committing to the fact that you messed up. Don't go down an inward spiral in your head of, oh, I just said that wrong. This is a disaster. You know, there's that perception play again. Say, hold on a minute. I need to back up and restate that. Commit to the correction. Now, sometimes you don't even need to do that. Sometimes the mess up is so subtle that we don't even notice. Again, your perception is going to tell you it's a total disaster. And we didn't even see it. You know, I just did a group program, and every week that we had a meeting, you know, I always make people, when I'm working with people, I have them use their own words and they have to give me some dialogue. Every single week, somebody would do their bit. And then I'd ask everybody, how did you think that went? And everybody was like, oh, it's great. It's so improved. I love that you did this. I love that you did that. And then I would get to the person and they would always say, yeah, but I messed up that one part. Not one of us knew it. Not one of us. But the minute you start analyzing that you messed up, you're gonna get up in your head. And then your voice isn't going to work anymore. You're going to disconnect, check out, get up in your head. And then you really are going to not be as good. So when you mess up, either just keep going and let it go or fix it, but commit to the fixing it. But the worst thing that you can do is start panicking and beating yourself up in the moment. That's happened to me before. You know, I told you I always run over. Well, I'm doing better about it. I'm doing way better about it. But, you know, when I spoke at Podcast Movement last year, I told you that the timekeeper, I didn't see his hands. He didn't hold his hands up. And so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I got to fill in more material. I haven't even gone 10 minutes yet. Rather than just doing what I had practiced, which that was on me. But when that happened in that moment, I didn't freak out. I didn't fall apart. I didn't spin out. I owned, hey, you guys, I have literally gone over. So let me tighten this up really quick. I want to wrap it up. And then if you have questions, I'll be outside the room. I'd love to talk to you. And that was it. Now then later, I knew what I'll do. Later in the day, I allowed myself 10 minutes to flip out that happened and to feel as bad as I wanted to feel, because I did. I felt really bad that I didn't get, well, I covered everything but the last slide, but I didn't get to do a Q&A. I didn't do Q&A and I didn't cover the last slide. So I beat myself up for about 10 minutes and then it was done. It was over. The worst thing you can do in the moment is start going down that rabbit hole or even acknowledge that we noticed, because usually we don't even notice. Now, here's the thing. We've got, is your sound stuck? We've got, is your sound flowing out? Are you connected to your material? Is your mind, body, and voice connected? Are you grounded? We've got all those things that, you know, I don't know, maybe people are talking about them, maybe they're not. But there's a couple of other crucial things that you have to do when you give a presentation. Obviously, proper intake of air and being connected to the breath is essential. It's essential to reveal who you really are, to not have any voice masks or barriers, that you're not on or being something that you're not, that you're literally just revealing who you are and your expertise of something that you love, and that you're really revealing how you feel about what you're talking about. Somebody said the coolest thing to me the other day, I have to tell you, and it's going to sound like I'm kind of bragging, but it was the coolest thing anybody has ever said to me. I was working with this man and he said, now get this. Okay, so this is, I'm going to tell this story like probably every episode for the rest of my life because I love it so much. I don't get bogged down in the words in presentations, okay? I just don't. I told you, I make an outline, I know the message, and I know that my words are going to be there for me. I just trust that. But I decided I wanted to redo the videos on my website. And so I was looking at them and I rewrote them. Literally the next day, this man says to me, yeah, I showed your video that's on the front page of your website to my wife. And to myself, I thought, oh man, the words are not great on that because I'm repetitive. I say the same thing two times, maybe three. The words aren't as clear. You know, it needed to be rewritten. And I said, oh, really? What'd she say? And he said, I think she just touched my soul. Okay. It was not about the words. The words were nothing. It was about how I brought those words to life. It was in my best revelation of me being me and bringing the words to life. Inspiring, passionate, frustrated, angry, all of that emotion that is in your words, even if it is hardcore data, even if you are a data analyst giving a presentation with numbers, you still feel something about those numbers. It isn't the words, it's the journey. And this is where I see everybody missing it. And people say this to me almost daily. Since I've been working with you, Tracy, I recognize that nobody's doing this and how much it sets me apart. And that's it exactly. You know, you can be successful. You know, there's people out there that are successful. But look at how successful you can be when you roll in the five elements of vocal variety. And that is what makes people come up and say, hey, I'd like for you to speak at my conference. Hey, I'd like to work with you. Hey, I know you've got 15 people in this line to talk to you, but I just wanted to tell you, wow, absolutely spellbinding. But you've got to start working on the journey. The wow factor does not come in the words. The wow factor comes in how you make me feel. You make me feel with the five elements of vocal variety because that brings your data to life and affects my senses. And when you touch my senses, then you in turn affect my emotions. And that is what makes people go, that was incredible. I would like for you to come and talk to my conference, talk at my conference, or I'd like to book you to work with my people. So if you aren't rolling in the five elements, if you aren't revealing how you feel, if you aren't curious as to what you want us to feel, if you aren't taking us on a journey, if you aren't unpredictable, if you're just giving us information, you're missing the opportunity for your next presentation, your next opportunity. All of these things are important. And I don't want to say that the things that the other people are teaching aren't important. They are. They teach you how to get gigs and they teach you how to write speeches and they help you make a speaker reel. And all of that stuff is great. But not if you can't get booked again and again and again and again. And what gets you booked again and again and again, or another opportunity, or another promotion, or another sale is making me feel. And only when you do that, do you catapult to the next level and the next level and the next level. So like I say, all the pieces are important. Even all the voice pieces are important, you know, connected to the breath, revealing who you really are, not having vocal masks, not foreshadowing in your voice, connected, all of it's important. But the most important piece of all is how do you make me feel? All right, so I'm going to wrap it up there. And, you know, I just keep thinking lately, and I don't know that I'll ever do it because my plate is already full, but I just keep thinking, well, if it distresses me about speaker trainers not rolling in voice, and maybe I ought to start my own speaker trainer academy. I don't know. Give me your thoughts on that. Send me your feedback because I've been thinking about that lately with all these presentations that I've had the opportunity to do this year and so many more on the horizon because every time I go, everybody wants a little more. Do they want a little more of you? I hope so. All right. Well, that's it for today. I'm going to wrap it up. But until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.